Stuart Pink
on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. It's Phoenix FM Drive with me, Stuart Pink, and I'm very excited today. Zooming onto the show are two of Santa's favourite helpers. I have Rose and Richard from Brentwood Rotary Club. Hello.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thanks for zooming in. It's a very busy time of year.
Hugely busy.
Yeah, particularly for Santa and all his elves. I don't know whether people know, but Santa's already been to Brentwood. He was at the town hall last Saturday.
Was he? Oh.
Yes, to light up the Christmas tree.
Oh, amazing.
Who else can do that for Santa? You know, he's got to be there, hasn't he?
Yes. It wouldn't be Christmas without him. And
Absolutely. Well, he was there for that with his elves. And then he's coming back to Essex next Saturday. Oh, no, this Sunday.
Sunday in Billericay.
Sunday, isn't it? For the Christmas market. And he'll be there ready to meet his little friends in his grotto. And we've been able to help him with the grotto because it has to travel around with him. Otherwise, it would all have to go to the North Pole.
Is it a flat pack grotto?
He'll be there. That's right. That's right. Then it's been difficult over the last few years with the COVID. He's not been able to come and see people like he'd like to. And I think people live in Brentwood will know that for many, many years, he's travelled round the streets before Christmas to bring a bit of Christmas spirit, wake the kids up with the loud carols from the sleigh as he goes past, but become part of the, Christmas celebrations for the residents of Brentwood. Well, we couldn't do it for the last few years, not being safe. But this year, we're going to start doing this again. We look very carefully at how we're going to work, and we've made sure, and Santa's told us, that we've got to have COVID tests every night before we come out. He's going to take one as well, because he doesn't want to wear a mask. He gets in the way with his beard.
So, it's a bit tricky, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult. So we'll be visiting streets across the Brentwood area. I think it's on the 6th, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 13th, 15th, 16th and 17th. Which is a lot of area to cover.
But that is.
That's what Santa's going to do, supported by elves from the Rotary Club.
He's going to need a lot of mince pies, and Rudolph's going to need a lot of carrots.
He is going to need a lot of mince pies, and he's very good at eating them as well. So if anybody wants to leave out a mince pie and maybe a small glass of whiskey at Christmas time, he'll be very pleased to receive them then. But he can't do it while he's on the sleigh because drinking and driving's not allowed. But we can't do that. So people will want to know where Santa's going to be.
Yes.
And this year, they can look online, and it's www.santa-brentwood.co.uk, and that will tell people exactly where Santa's going to be on what night, because there's a whole long list, and I can go through it if you want to, but it'd be much easier if people just look online and find out where he's going to be.
And follow Santa's movements.
Follow Santa's movements. And we made it even easier because there's a tracker on the sleigh. So people can see exactly where he is on each night and find out when he's going to come and pass their window. So we've tried to make it as easy as possible for Santa and for everybody who's going to go and visit.
I remember when I was little, you just had to close your eyes and hope. And now you can go online and track him.
That's right. It's incredible, isn't it?
Make sure he's definitely coming.
That's right. Absolutely. And you know exactly where he's going to be. So you don't have to listen for the carols and the sound. You can actually see it online. But please don't stay indoors when he turns up. Come outside. Otherwise, see him. Otherwise, he's going to be ever so disappointed and he might not come back next year.
Exactly. He likes to be seen these days. And then
that's right. That's right. That's what he's there for. Comes to be seen by everybody.
Spread a bit of Christmas joy. Guys, you're doing great work to support him in his long journey all the way around the world. But it's lovely that he's going to spend a good few nights in Brentwood.
Good few nights, yeah. I think we've done very well to get him again this year. We really have. And, you know, it all goes to help all the good work that's done in the district.
Indeed. And good work by you guys to put this on and organise it. Are you going to be at the Christmas market as well?
Oh, yeah, in Billericay.
Yes,
we'll be there. Yeah, Santa's Grotto will be there. I'm not sure whether we're in the parade this year. I think we may We may be.
We're in the parade, and then we will be just off the high street in Billericay with the grotto, and people will be able to see Santa there on Sunday.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I think another great thing, though, to mention just about Christmas is that the Brentwood Council weren't able to do lighting up in the same way because of the pandemic. But on the 18th of December, there are Christmas activities in Brentwood High Street. Santa is going to be there with his sleigh, but there are other interesting activities to do. So I think as well, if people are looking for something to do on the 18th of December, then come along to the High Street and enjoy.
Excellent. Loads of stuff going. What's happening on the 18th of December?
So there's going to be a few stalls and just activities going on. There's going to be a stage there. So similar to the lighting up that they used to do, but just a bit scaled down so that it's not attracting so many people. And obviously, with everything that's going on at the moment, I guess things can change at any time. But the intention is that there's still going to be activities happening on Saturday the 18th in the High Street.
The 18th in the High Street. Chance to go in and witness a bit of Christmas spirit. Get you in the mood.
Absolutely.
Marvellous. Rose, Richard, thank you so much for zooming on and give my best to Santa as he prepares to join us.
We will.
So many opportunities to go and see him. Make sure he knows you've been a good boy or girl and not on the naughty list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for coming on and doing the great work you do, obviously, the Rotary Club, to put this on and to ensure Santa can safely navigate the streets of Brentwood and Billericay and surrounding areas and safely proceed with his journeys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
pleasure.
Thanks,
we'll speak soon.
Bye now. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Thank you.
You better watch out. You better.